Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Quantum Souls with me, Mike Arend, as your host, also known as the Soul Mechanic. Well, I wanted to talk today about what this very podcast is about, and that's about quantum souls, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum science. You've heard that name bandied around so much. But what it really is about is it's altering what we understand of our physical reality. And do you know what kind of physical reality we are really in? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to talk about that today. And at the end, we'll discover what our physical reality really is. So, let's start with something from the great Nikola Tesla. He said that if you want to discover the secrets of the universe, you must begin with energy, frequency, and vibration. And they are so, so important. So let's look at an example. For example, you're looking at your TV, watching your TV, you've got it tuned to the right station, you press that remote, and it's on the station you want to watch. And then you watch it for a while, and then you find out there's something else on as well that you wanted to watch, so you switch the channel. You press the remote, and you switch the channel. Now, you're watching a new channel. And there are hundreds, maybe thousands of channels out there that you could select. But did your old channel go away? No, it's still there. So are all the other channels. So you get back to our remote for a minute. There's, when you press that button, there's a little infrared beam of light that goes to the TV or to whatever set box you have and tells it what to do. And did you see that light? No, we can't see that light because it's out of a frequency of our vision. And also when you think of animals, take dogs for example, they can hear things we can't, they can smell things we can't. Does that mean that those things don't exist? No, they are there. We just can't tune in to the frequency of the infrared light or what the dogs can hear and smell. So if you let your mind kind of go a little bit and go, okay, there's things there that we can't see, hear, smell, but they're still there. Why can I not understand, open my mind and understand some other things that people say? So quantum scientists and quantum physicists have discovered that, just like Nikola Tesla said, everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. Now, if you look at yourself in the mirror, go ahead, take your clothes off, stay naked in front of the mirror, or if you're looking at me right now, I appear solid. But really, we're not. If you look at yourself, you are about 53 trillion cells all vibrating at a very, very fast pace. And if you had a very powerful microscope, you would see that down to the very each little element, and it's vibrating billions times of a second so fast that creates the energy and the frequency of you, which is unique to everyone. So as bodies then, we are constantly changing. Now, if you think about what we think is a timeline here on Earth, where it's, you know, left to right on the page, and it's, you know, zero or, you know, minus, let's say we go millions of years back. That's just a timeline that we humans have made up in order to make life easier to discern and kind of figure it out. But really, there is only one moment that ever existed, ever will exist, and is existing right now. And if you think about it, let's say you had a knitting needle. Have you seen a knitting needle? It has a fairly sharp point, probably about this long, So if you stood it vertically with its point on the ground, and then you could imagine maybe if you started stacking old DVD discs or CD discs on top of it, which actually would make it look almost like an old hard drive in the old computers before we had solid-state hard drives. And those discs would represent another time zone or another galaxy or another universe into a multiverse, however you want to name it or put that. And we are on one of those right now. But because we are vibrating so quickly and we're changing every second, you know, every second there's another one of us, another one, and another one, and another one. And that's what's happening every time that's changing. The time doesn't go forward like we think. It goes up and down. It's linear up and down. And we can jump from a disc to another disc as we make decisions. We make a decision in this lifetime, and that alters the course of our life. But it also alters our past. So you can see it can be complicated, but once you make that jump to the next disc, let's say, and made a new decision, then your past is altered too. And sometimes there's little glitches in that thing that could be called deja vu. And that's you catching up. Oh, I thought I was here before, or I feel like I did that before, or I know that person from somewhere. Those are how all those things catch up. And I know I'm starting to sound like The Matrix, the movie, but that was such a great representation of what is really going on. So we are all spiritual beings inhabiting a physical body. We are not physical bodies with a spirit. It's the other way around. So our spirits are on this timeline moving up and down because in order to expand the universe, it has to grow. Because everything we learn is fed back into the whole. So it wants to constantly expand. So that's why part of our spirit comes to Earth, and Earth is the hard place to go. It's so hard to come to a place with your memory erased and start anew, and with, you know, all the things that go on in the world. It's a tough place. But count yourself lucky that you're here, because that means you're an old soul and you've been around the block and you're here to learn more. And whatever's happening to you right now, bad or good, is what you feel is bad or good, that's only a perspective that may not be relevant. The bad things that happen, as we know, we grow from those things. So we grow into people and spirits that understand more, learning and growing. So our physical reality, I alluded to, we were talking about what our physical reality is. So we are spirits inhabiting a physical human body at the present time. So our spirits are still up there in that multiverse that we talked about. But a portion of our spirit has come down to inhabit the physical realm here on Earth. And it is really, reality here is a simulation. Everything is just simulated because things happen so fast, billions of times a second. Whatever we think about, we create. Whatever we think about, we bring about. And that's how we manifest things into our life too. But you, only a portion of you has come down here. So in essence, you are a piece of God, if you want to think about it like that. You are a piece of God. You are the most powerful creating force in the universe. And as such, you can do anything you want. So you might be dreaming up there as a spirit, and your dream is down here on Earth. That's what physical reality is. But it has been thrown out there that this is all a simulation. I truly believe that's probably what's happening. Not 100% sure about that, The quantum physicists haven't quite all agreed on it, but many folks feel that's what's happening. And you know what? That's such great news, because now that you know this, it doesn't matter where you've been, what's happened to you in your life, you have the power to change it. All you have to do is think new thoughts. Get out of your old thoughts. Get out of your old programming. Stop watching all the news all the time. Get out of the media. Stop binge watching Netflix and YouTube. Get out there and do some things, because nothing happens until action occurs. So, you can think all you want, but Oprah ain't coming, right? Your ship is not gonna just sail in. Your ship is built beneath you, and you are the captain of your ship. And when your ship is built and ready to sail, you are going places. But you gotta do it. You gotta get up and cause the action. You can do this. So, this is the basis of physical reality, and we're going to talk about a lot more interesting things, and I'll have some guests on here on the podcast as well. So I look forward to you coming back, and we'll talk about a few other things and learn and grow together. Thank you for taking time out of your day to watch this podcast. I so appreciate it. Take care, and bye for now.